Say amen.
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
Say it till you feel it.
Amen.
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 Well, praise God. I feel good today. Bless his wonderful name. We want to talk to you this morning about a Holy Ghost trip. A Holy Ghost trip.
Shirley Caesar and the National Travelers singing about the Holy Ghost on Halloween, the all-powerful Holy Ghost. Bests every ghost. Holy Ghost. Come on, we're having a little fun this evening on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. Hope everybody's having a safe Halloween and getting lots of candy. Every song this evening on Sinner's Crossroads will be about the Holy Ghost. It's appropriate. Halloween. I've also been battling a bad cold, so I have a rough voice, and I can make all kinds of monster noises. I can also talk like the legendary Alabama coach Paul Bear Bryant. Well, we just want to knock him down and then pick him up again. I ain't nothing but a winner. Football's my whole life, playing for Alabama. You're tuned to Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. Here this Halloween. My name is Kevin Nutt, your host. Stay tuned for us. This is the last night officially of the Heaven Raiser. It is the Heaven Raiser on Halloween on Sinner's Crossroads. Make a pledge to support WFMU at WFMU.org. You know you can do it. Turn in some of that candy and help us out. But in the meantime, you can be listening to all these great records, singing about the Holy Ghost, gospel records singing about the Holy Ghost. And we have yet again a special guest at the bottom of the hour that will be reading the pledge cards and thank you for people that have pledged since the last time we did it. Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast, this next song is about the Holy Ghost. WFMU.
Sanctified. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. I know I got the Holy Ghost. I know I got the Holy Ghost. Baby, you got the Holy Ghost. You've been born again. You've been born again. I know you got the Holy Ghost. I met my Lord and Savior. Met him one Thursday evening. When I met my Savior, met them with the smile. Took me in, then he owned me, just like a child. Ever since that day, know I've been running for Jesus. Know I've been running for Jesus. Running my mind a long time. Been filled with the Holy Ghost. Been filled with the Holy Ghost. Tell me, have you got the Holy Ghost? Tell me, have you got the Holy Ghost? And I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. It ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost.
The subject in which we will use for this present time will be the difference between the baptism of water and the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Found in Matthew, the 3rd chapter, and the 11th verse.
Amen.
We find that there's a great question today about the two baptisms.
Yes.
Some claiming that John's baptism is more essential than the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But we find that John himself declared that he indeed baptized with water unto repentance. But there's one coming greater than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Oh, my dear one, Jesus Christ, the Immaculate Lamb of God, came down that he might die, that we might be redeemed, Lord of God, amen, from a sin-cursed world. Now, dear ones, I want to say to you that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is a baptism that's essential, that each and every man might have, that he might have power to live in this world above sin. But the water baptism will not give you any power at all. Bless his great name. It's just a sign, Lord of God, a proving to you, Lord of God, amen, of the inward purity. But without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you're not got power to live in this world above sin. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Every man needs the baptism of the Holy Ghost that he might have power in this world to live above sin of all kinds.
On Sunday, and I didn't find him. I searched on Monday, and I didn't find him. I searched on Tuesday, and I didn't find him. I prayed all day Wednesday, and I didn't find him. I tarried all night for the Holy Ghost. I prayed all day Friday for the Holy Ghost. That Friday, that Friday, that Friday.
Around to a holiday that the world called Halloween, where we uplift and we go out and we give homage to and we salute witches and warlords and devils and such. And we dress our little kids up in devil outfits and with little tails and with a fork in the hand representative of the devil. Yes. And we buy them a mask to look evil and mean, and we walk up and down the road with them and knocking on doors and hollering trick or treat. But I stopped by on this day to tell you that if you're doing that, the trick is on you. To them, it's all right to be mean and evil. It's all right to step on their brother's neck. It's all right to do despicable things because they remember when they were a child that their parents oriented them into dressing up like devils, dressing up like witches. So it's all right to be mean and evil. But I stop by to tell you on this day that it's either God's way or it's hell.
Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. I can't stand, Lord, and I can't stand, Lord, if you leave me, I can't stand. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Holy Ghost, don't leave me, yeah, yeah. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Lord, if you leave me, I can't stand. I've been rebuked, Lord, and I've been scorned. Lord, if you leave me, I can't stand. I've been talked about, sure you're born. Lord, if you leave me, I can't stand. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Holy Ghost, don't leave me, yeah, yeah. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Lord, if you leave me, I can't stand. Lord, I know my burden is so hard to bear. Lord, if you leave me, I can't stand. I don't have no one yet to help me share. Lord, if you leave me, I can't stand. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Yeah, yeah, yes. Holy Ghost, stand. Lord, if you leave me, I can't stand.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, boy. Rock!
Who says the Holy Ghost can't rock? Certainly not Reverend Amos Waller. No, indeed. Right there. Here on Sinner's Crossroads, on WFMU, the Halloween Heaven Raiser and the Holy Ghost. Here this evening on Sinner's Crossroads, Holy Ghost Rock. This is Reverend Amos Waller. We'll tell you real quick. We heard Alex Bradford in there singing about the Holy Ghost. The gospel harmonettes joined in. The power of the Holy Ghost. Brother Will Harrison, not to be outdone. Holy Ghost, don't leave. We had some other folks in there too, but I can't remember them. You can check the playlist. The Holy Ghost playlist on Halloween. WFMU.org. You can do that. You can also get in touch with us if you want. Questions or comments. Sinner. WFMU.org. That's what that is. Sinner at WFMU.org. It's a Halloween fundraiser. The Halloween Heaven Raiser on Sinner's Crossroads. This is the last night. Make a pledge to help WFMU during our awkward, semi-silent, modest fundraiser. WFMU.org. You can do it. Come on, man. Come on. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, straight from the burning bush, to assist us in thanking each and every one of you who have pledged to WFMU in the last 2 weeks for Sinner's Crossroads and WFMU, we have the man himself, the Lord.
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
It's great to be back again. It so is. Oh, bless my soul. I feel wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, we're just absolutely delighted to have you on our show this evening.
I wanted to be on Hardy White, but he couldn't fix me in.
All right. Well, that's okay. You got us.
Joke. Yeah, joke. Trick or treat. It's Halloween.
Do you get what you want on Halloween?
Absolutely. The orange slices. I love those orange slices.
Really? You know, you and I can do some trades because I don't like those things.
All right, Kevin. Do you know, Kevin, who Sid G. from New York is?
I do not.
He has pledged to your show, pledged to WFMU.
Thank you, Sid. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Sid. Kurt from Pittsburgh, thank you so much. Kurt. Michael D. from Brooklyn. Pledging to Sinner's Crossroads. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Holly J. from Boise. Oh, I love Boise. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for everything you do. Holly in Boise. Lana P. from Philadelphia. Thank you, Lana. Clifford W. from Highland Park, New Jersey. Thank you, Clifford. Swag for lifer he is, as was Lana and Holly. Thank you. Barbara H. from Brooklyn. Pledging to Sinner's Crossroads and WFMU. Jeffrey Z. from Montvale, New Jersey.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Tommy C. from Cotati, California.
Thank you, Tom.
Daniel H. from Minneapolis, the Twin Cities. I love it up there this time of year. Interestingly named Left Field NYC from Ridgewood, New York. Thank you, Leftfield, NYC. Bob G. from Brooklyn. Kevin R. from Jamaica Plain. Robert G. from Glendale. Thank you so much.
Well, Mr. Lord, I thank you so much for appearing on Sinner's Crossroads and coming...
I love Sinner's Crossroads, Kevin. You know I'm a huge fan. Huge fan. Huge.
Thank you so much. You still have some trick-or-treating to do?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I need to get on my way.
Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast, everyone. We just returned normal. My goodness. A break in the space-time continuum for Mr. Lord, the man himself. Thank you to everyone who has pledged to WFMU. If you haven't already, you still can do it. Thank you so much. You tuned to Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast, Halloween Hellraiser, Halloween Sinner's Crossroads, more tunes about the Holy Ghost, praising the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
And what's that? What's good? Something else is happening. It's here we go. It can't be suppressed. It can't be suppressed. Back to the Holy Rock. The Holy Rock. Oh, yes.
Come on, boy. Come on, come on, and let the Holy Ghost. Elisha, God's healer and messenger, has devoted her help to God's work. She guarantees to help you through sickness, and the healing is done on the first visit. Telephone Sister Elisha at 279-6928. That's 279-6928. Evil spells removed from your body. What your eyes see, your heart will believe. She will bring your nature back and heal alcoholism. And now Sister Elisha offers a new medication for hair growth with amazing proven results. Don't confuse Sister Elisha with another reader. She will tell you if your conditions are natural or unnatural. Sister Elisha, God's messenger, is waiting to help you through sickness. You have seen her in the papers, heard her on the radio. Now see her in person. Telephone 279-6928. That's 279-6928. See her today. Tomorrow may be too late. Sister Elisha is located next to the Mount Meigs Correctional Center in a brown mobile home.
Sister Elisha is now offering a free lucky charm with each reading.
One day as I was burning, and I began to pray, Jesus came from heaven, washed my sins away. Started running and I started shouting, and there was no room for down the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost done fell on me.
I had to fall down.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost, don't you leave me. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Just guide me on my way. I said, Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost tonight.
and a whole heap of Holy Ghost. Send me that Holy Ghost. That's a spiritual seven. Here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU. We heard from the Capitolaires, Holy Ghost. Andrew Rowe and the Crusaders, Let the Holy Ghost Reign. Golden Tones, Holy Ghost Done Fell on Me. That's not so bad. The Sweet Pilgrim Baptist Church of Brundage, Alabama, Holy Ghost Don't Leave. Frederick M. Smith and the Creators, Holy Ghost. And we end the set there with Spiritual Seven. Send me that Holy Ghost. Yes, indeed. Halloween, Holy Ghost, Sinner's Crossroads. Only happens every once in a while, but we are ready. Thanks again to everyone who's pledged at WFMU, WFMU.org. You can go and do that here this last night. Everyone be safe and eat as much candy as you can. Go to sleep, get up in the middle of the night, and eat some more candy. And then don't go to school tomorrow. Tell them that Sinner's Crossroads said it was okay. You don't have to go to school tomorrow. My name is Kevin Nutt. You've been listening to the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on the mighty, mighty WFMU. Stay tuned to WFMU. David Spass about to knock you out with a Halloween special. I know he is. Crazy Records. Stay tuned to WFMU, brothers and sisters, and we'll see you next week.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. There is no Dave the Spaz tonight, but there is Count Spazula. Stay tuned.
It is an historic occasion whenever Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi confront each other. Their very presence weaves a spell of mystery and horror.
Ready for the test, Dracula?
I'm ready, Frankenstein.
Then, let us begin.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly 1:30 the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser! Ah!
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
If you don't believe in vampires, turn up the radio. Somewhere in this town right now is one that you might know. He looks and acts like a teenage boy. He even goes to school. Have you ever thought your boyfriend might be a teenage ghoul? Pennsylvania 4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Reginald, I'll catch you soon. Get you up, beneath the moon. If you don't remember, to beware.
When your boyfriend takes you out at night, what does he like to do? Go to dark and scary places, or see a monster show or two? Does he seem to like the moonlight? Does he kiss you on the neck? Why does he say you're his forever? You'd better check your neck.
Beware. You can call him up any old time.
Pennsylvania 4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Best I'll catch soon, get you up, need the moon. If you don't remember, to beware.
Perhaps you're sitting home alone. Then where is he tonight? Is he really where he said he'd be? Or taking his midnight flight? Now I don't want to frighten you, but look behind your chair. You must have left the window open. Something's moving over there. He's coming closer. Can you reach the telephone in time? What's that? You say someone cut the line? Tune in later when you're alone. The scream you hear may be your own.
That something evil lies ahead for me.
An unspeakable pit of dismal subhuman monsters who drool and gibber, moaning for the thrill of revenge.
Let's
let your feet hit the ground, you the zombie.
Zombie.
Yeah. Hurry, come everyone, and follow me. Get the record to the zombie. I'm your master, listen to me. Then we will do the zombie.
Torture, torture, it pleasures me.
As I walked out of my laboratory door, I saw the monster I created years before. Y'all remember that horrible face? He followed me at a deadly pace. The chills ran up and down my spine. No! That monster tried to go.